This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weather in South America has brought more rainfall to the region. We'll have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
While drier conditions still remain in South America, recent rainfall has caused a notable improvement. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest forecast for Brazil and Argentina.
1 to 5 day short forecast shows some improvement in the rains for Brazil. It's still not widespread coverage, but it is to the southern areas and more so to the inner coast of things here. So there, the inner border has some good rains, but overall, it's improving some of the drier conditions we've seen over the last couple of months. 6 to 10 day forecast does dry things out again as it goes over to the eastern coast. There is some rain, but the rest of the country is still back to the drier side. And Argentina across both of those forecasts is more on the drier side than anything at this point.
Currently, farmers in Brazil just wrapped up first crop corn harvest and are waiting to start on the safrinha crop. McBride said harvest is almost finished for the crops in Argentina as well.
So Argentina is harvesting soybeans. They are almost completed on that harvest, sitting at 96%. So that would put them ahead of the five-year average, which is 93, and well out of last year at 91. Looking out to their corn harvest, they are about halfway, 53%. Again, ahead of the five-year average, ahead of last year. Still, so with some of those drier conditions, have been moving along. They've gotten a few rains to kind of keep keep things from getting too dry. So they continue to move right along. It doesn't look like there's any major concerns about the about either harvest at this point.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.